You know, one of the groups that have been really affected adversely by this weather, a colder than usual April, a wetter than normal May, and we still have more wet weather coming, are the local farmers. And I'm on the phone right now with Alan Grobe. He is part of, the Grobe Farms. They have a series of farms of all different types. And Alan, thank you so much for joining me to talk about what's going on in a local agricultural community.
Yeah, thank you for having me this morning. The weather is definitely the hot button here. It's affected us, not just Lorain County farmers, but the farmers basically in the Midwest. Like you said, the cold weather of April has been the big difference this year. We could not get the soil temperatures up to get the seeds germinated that were planted early.
Yeah. My family typically heads out to pick strawberries the first week of June. And I'm thinking, not this year. They're just not coming in. We've got that to deal with. And, I know you were trying to spray. The winds, we didn't even mention the winds. They've been so blustery here of late and so brisk that I'm sure it's been difficult to spray. I mean, we talked yesterday about a whole gamut of maladies, the fruit buds, the grain crops, the soil temperatures. It's just been one of those wacky things that is going to put us back. How far is this going to put us back, Alan?
Well, I'm 14 to 21 days behind right now. But if we can string together some warm weather, we can reduce that by a week. And we got some good hot weather coming this weekend, above normal temperatures. You string together 4 or 5 days of hot weather, that's what we need to dry the soil out. Soil does not dry out. On the surface, it dries off when you have a cooler day. It'll dry off, but you have to have the heat to pull the moisture out from underneath the soil level.
Mm. And so what has this done for the fruit buds? Because I know that's a big deal around here. I love heading out to local farms to pick apples.
Northern Ohio is the safe zone. Throughout the country, throughout the Midwest, there's been a lot of fruit damage. Peaches, cherries, apples throughout the Midwest. Michigan, Ohio, New York, Pennsylvania. Along the rim of the lake, Lake Erie protected us. It kept us basically frost-free during that cold snap, and thank goodness for that. Thank goodness for Lake Erie.
Yeah, it comes in handy. The wet weather, we're going to go into the top 10 for wettest Mays ever recorded, and the records go back to 1871. Folks who are trying to get out into the fields to plant, like, corn, I'm going to give you a little plug. I love to go to your stand and get corn. And usually you're the earliest ones to have it and the latest ones to have it. And trying to get grain crops in, not just corn, but soybeans in this wet, wet weather. How long is it going to take? I mean, what's this going to do?
It normally field corn should be planted in May. I'm just going to throw the big picture out here. Field corn should be planted in May. Soybeans should be planted in May and finished up by June 15th. Okay, that's the target dates. We with the markets today, the grain markets are so low, historically low. We have to have good crops, and to have good crops, we have to plant on time so we have the number of growing days to grow our crops, and without the availability, the timeline of being able to grow the crops, our yields go down significantly. And without good yields, we don't get the prices to even cover our inputs on the grain markets.
Hmm. Well, so area farmers, I mean, are you able to get into the fields? I mean, it's
no,
sloppy
no, no.
out there.
There's no getting in the fields. I mean, you're not doing anything. Here in Elyria, we took 4 inches plus of rain between last Friday and Tuesday afternoon. Okay, you're looking at 4 to 5 days of no rain before we can make a move out in the fields. And now we're going to, now we just keep having these pop-up showers. So every time we have a pop-up shower, it delays us by another half a day. So
Alan, you're, you know, preaching to the choir when it comes to weather, because I know you know that I'm a meteorologist, and I did some figuring from last Tuesday until yesterday, we had 5.12 inches of rain at the official, you know, rainfall station at Hopkins Airport.
Yeah.
So that means that Elyria probably got 5 inches or so as well. You know, all of the creeks and streams and the Black River, everything has just been exceeding the banks. And I'm looking at some more scattered showers showing up here tomorrow. And through Labor Day afternoon and evening, some scattered showers around, and maybe some thunderstorms that bring some locally heavy downpours. So
we're basically, right now, it looks as we're not going to be able to make a move until June 1st. That's realistically, if we have some scattered showers over the weekend, we're still going to be a week out. So starting Monday, we count the days, we're all already going to be to June 1st. It's actually like we have set the calendar back 1 month, okay? We're just running out of time. We're starting to run out of time.
So if you do get the crane in the fields, it means that, I think if I heard you correctly, the crop yield is going to be a lot lower. And it's going to be later in the season that we are able to see you guys harvest.
In the grain world, absolutely. And it takes, when you start off late in the year, it takes the perfect September to make a grain crop. Where normally, if you would be in the May, you would be finishing your crop off in August or the 1st of September. And last year, we started late. But we had the perfect September, and we was able to finish our grain crops off, the soybeans and the field corn. And those are just perfect storms, you know, perfect weather conditions. And that's not always guaranteed that you're going to have a hot September to finish your grain crops off. So, yeah, there's a lot of variables. The next 4 months is
critical.
Critical.
Yeah.
It's critical. For not just me. It's for everyone. I worry about how we're going to feed just the local people with just enough vegetables, because we're trying to get, you know, the plants are here. The plants are here. The seed is here, but we can't get into the fields to plant them.
Well, my heart breaks for farmers. Our agricultural community is so weather dependent, and boy, when Mother Nature throws an ugly curve your way, it can ruin an entire season. Now, I want to end our little chat on a bright spot, because I remember chatting with you yesterday, Alan Grobe, that about the pumpkins. And I love to get the pumpkins in Lorain County and head out to your place as well. And you're telling me this really isn't going to affect the pumpkin crop.
This is not affecting the pumpkins. Pumpkins are planted anywhere between June 5th and June 20th. So we still have a little time, and there's hope. There's hope for the pumpkin crop, okay, to still have a great yield with pumpkins. But we start getting into the first week of June, and it feels wet. Then our problems, now the picture gets even bigger and bleaker.
Okay. Well, we got to find the silver lining. Alan, I love to come to your stand. I'm going to give you a chance to plug where you are. And, all summer long, fruits, vegetables, especially your corn. You're, you know, just famous for your corn and the pumpkins and the harvest season. I mean, I chatted with your mom yesterday, the day before, and I know you're just anxious to get out there. Tell us when you open and where you're located.
Okay, I'm on State Route 113, 3 miles west of Elyria. We hope to open. Our target date is always July 4th, but that'll never happen this year. We're hoping for around the 15th of July with the corn. We're open every day of the week. We're open every day of the week, and I feel bad for the folks that enjoy fresh fruits and vegetables, and I love to feed people. I love, that's my famous saying, I love to feed and have people enjoy my produce. And as a meteorologist, you got to shake the magic wand. You got to give me some good weather, okay, John?
I'll do my best, Alan. Alan Grobe of Grobe's Farms. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you, John.
I hope this doesn't affect your crop yield, because that means higher prices for everybody. And I know you do your best to keep the prices down.